Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Because today we are diving deeply into this energy of September. I know you guys feel it, see it, you're experiencing it. And one of the gifts is this radical authenticity and how you can harness that, how you can use that to really bring your life into this magical moment. You know, I'm sure, Shri, that not only just us, but I know we've been experiencing an extraordinary, it's like an amplitude, a positive momentum, a shift. I mean, I don't care what side of the aisle or where you sit in this moment. I think everyone is experiencing a shift.
I've been looking for that aisle.
Yeah, I bet you have. You're like in that dark movie theater without a flashlight.
There is indeed an energetic wave underfoot.
And, yeah.
And well, I think what's more dramatic this month than other months is we came out of a series of retrograde energies.
Three.
and we also came out of a dynamic August that was really propelling things, and we're in this month now of rising authenticity, rising call it truth. The opportunity anyway to find and be aligned with a deeper level of
now truth. You know, speaking of the opportunity to find and be aligned, hey, call in. I think we still had a couple lines open before the show started. I know all, some of them were filled, and they might all be filled now. I don't know, but guys, here, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Call in, get in the queue, get your mini soul reading, share your comments, ask your questions. We love it all. And, you know, Shri, I just want to say again, a strong thank you to our entire community, beloved angels. I'm in week 5 of my rehabilitation, learning how to walk again. And hey, I'm using a cane. I'm feeling very, very spanky. No more crutches. And, really doing my best. And I'm very excited to be broadcasting to you today live from a different location here at Tosa Blue Mountain, which means I made it out of my little shut-in apartment. So it's an amazing moment. And truly, all of my doctors are like, how are you so far ahead? You shouldn't be doing all this yet. How could you possibly be doing all this? Well, my angels, it's this community. It's the support. It's our unified strength of oneness. And this is part of what's coming up in September, Shri.
Yes.
And this is part of that radical authenticity as well, is this opportunity to really be in the heart of oneness and expand your vision.
The heart of oneness is really the deepest way of talking about an alignment with your own essence, alignment with the essence of the greater creation.
Mm.
Now, some people call that spirit, God, creator.
It could be radical authenticity.
It could be. Because when we are radically authentic, we've gone to a deeper level of truth than before. We're outside the realm of the ego.
Well, and you know, what's so funny, it's almost like radical authenticity is an oxymoron, because authenticity in and of itself is a breakthrough energy. It's an energy that invites a greater expansion into your life. And, you know, our very first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, The Path of Authenticity, came out a long time ago, right? And 14 years ago.
2003.
And that book is still going strong because it's a timeless roadmap to self-ascension. It's an opportunity to really call in your authenticity. And more than ever, that book once again, I think we just had to publish it again. We're in our fourth or fifth printing of that book because it's that amazing. So let's talk about the yoga of self-ascension. Let's talk about radical authenticity and why in this moment in September, these are the energies that are going to propel you through.
One of the things to remember is that you don't need an outside guide in order to find your authenticity. What's required is the willingness to surrender all hope of conforming, all hope of approval, surrender all hope of judgment, and instead just be that which is there.
Well, I want to talk about what you just said because that bothered me.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you say get rid of all hope
hope is a way of trying to control how people react to you. Hope is a way of trying to control your own judgments about how you are. When we release hope, we move into a closer alignment with the truth of what's really there.
So the way I'm experiencing what you're saying is that just be it. Just be it. And so the key is, and you might say, well, God, guys, that sounds just so easy for you to say, but you know, it's really hard to do, when actually it's pretty easy to do if and only if you trust yourself. Now, self-trust is the big one because with radical authenticity, I'm going to put a big word out here for you guys. It's a big B word, Sri. And here it is. In order to break through and have radical authenticity, really call forward, extreme clarity, divine flow, synchronicity, all of that good news, you absolutely need to release from your life the energy of blame. And I want you guys to really take that in. That's the big B word, because hope actually usually has blame behind it.
Yep.
And so this is extremely important to let go of blame. Blame is the way that we deflect responsibility. Blame is the way that we don't have to look at ourselves. Blame is the way that we can justify everything else in our lives without having to look at ourselves. And when we do that, when we project onto others, when we blame others for our situations, we're actually going in a spiral that does not lift us up. It's either going to keep you in a lateral moment, or it might start bringing you back to revisit some things you thought you were done with.
Well, blame is one of those trigger energies that is just the front door of victimhood. And it is the energy of displacing responsibility.
Yeah.
One of the things that happens when we blame is what's really going on is we're judging that things didn't quite measure up. And therefore, we're going to point the finger as to why they didn't measure up.
Well,
so you got two things going on. You have self-judgment as well as the deflection.
Well, now let's talk about, now, guys, you know, we've been writing these articles on triggers. And really, with all of our heart, that next article, we were going to put out the final piece last week, but we're still polishing it a little bit. It will be going out hopefully by tomorrow, Tuesday, the latest. And here's the key. Go read those articles. Go to shriandkira.com. Right there on the homepage where the August predictions, where the September predictions are, you'll see the article link right there. Go read the articles. If you've read articles already, if you've read part one and part two, read them again and really be in the flow when we issue part three, because the pyramid of spiritual awakening is invaluable to understand if we want to invite radical authenticity into our lives. Density consciousness, which is that level of consciousness we're all born into. And then what's the next one up? You guys already know this, spiritual activism, right? Well, spiritual activism is where you will often find the energy of blame very robust and awake. And I know you guys might say, oh no, Kira, that's density consciousness. Yes, it is. However, within the spiritual activism comes the spiritualized ego. And the spiritualized ego really enjoys justifying when you're at a moment of growth and you say no. The key is to recognize that if you're at a moment of growth and you say no, whether you're conscious you're saying no or not, that's absolutely okay. That's why you're on this planet. We're here to learn. We're here to grow. That's why oftentimes we go into repetitive patterns and repetitive cycles. However, you honest to goodness can break free from that and pop. Remember, we mentioned that during the summer, in July, when we had that liftoff energy, remember we had for the first time ever, the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening has what we've been describing as like a crystalline river between the spiritual activism and ascension awareness. Well, part of how you move through that river is radical authenticity. Radical authenticity is fuel for the journey and fuel for your ascension awareness.
You know, it really does get down to what you have decided is okay. And let me expand on that. What you've identified with, what you believe is normal. Because when you start believing this group's ideas are normal, or my behavior is normal, or whatever it is, I'm not saying you should judge it as differently. What I am saying is when you identify with it, you then align with that level of consciousness.
Right.
You then align with that sense of right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that it's an interesting dynamic. As we evolve, our sense of right and wrong must necessarily soften. We begin to relax hierarchical thinking. We begin to recognize that every being is on a sacred journey.
Well, and when we have, I'm really enjoying that you're talking about this, because when we have a sense, and I think it's important to pay attention to how you're sharing this, because that's valuable. When we have a sense of right and wrong, then there is the filter within that if we allow the universal energy to guide us, we can actually let go of right or wrong, because you are always acting in the highest order. And if you are stuck in a sense of right or wrong, what that really is saying is that judgment is still nice and rich in your life, which means blame is right there. Blame is a judgment. It is an aspect of judgment, is it not? Or judgment is an aspect of blame. The two of them are very, very much hand in hand.
Yeah, and we're not talking about a condition here of lack of morality.
No, we're not going there at all.
Morality is the natural outcome of heart-centered living.
Exactly.
And
by whatever definition, you know, that's the other thing. These words can be so limiting.
If you're connected to your heart and your guidance, then you're always going to act appropriately and with love and wisdom to the best of your ability.
Exactly.
If you're connected to the mind of judgment and hurt and blame, then you're going to impose some form of belief system upon things. And all of that's part and parcel of the way we grow.
Mm.
The key is once you become aware of it, then you have a duty to choose wisely.
Well, and this is what's been happening, and we've been writing about this as well. It all begins with awareness. And yet, awareness in and of itself is an ascended frequency. You can't know what you don't know. And you know, it's funny, right before we went on the air, I was giggling with Sri and I said, you know, I always keep going back to this same quote because I love it. It's so rich. It's so valuable. And it's a quote from Krishnamurti. And it's such a powerful quote. And what Krishnamurti was sharing was that until you wake up, you cannot be responsible. And once you wake up, you are. Now, that is a very profound declaration of truth. And Sri and I first ran into that, oh my goodness gracious, probably about 14, 15 years ago. And it really has been an extraordinary energy that the Ascended Masters invited us to explore. Because you might say, well, how could that possibly be? Right? How could that possibly be that I'm going to be, I'm not responsible if I'm not awake? Well, let's talk about the context of that quote, because I think this is where a lot of people misunderstand this quote.
There's a difference between responsibility, which is inferring a spiritual level of understanding that I'm able to respond, I'm present. That's different than conformity to an agreed set of external rules. And so responsibility means I am aware of myself, my motives, and what I'm doing. I take responsibility for the outcomes.
And I have radical authenticity. Really, that line, the reason that we brought it forward is that line is the epitome of radical authenticity. Mm-hmm. Radical authenticity says, I am looking at the creations in my life, recognizing I'm the master of those creations, recognizing the divine sacred mirror, the soul mirror energy that's in front of me, recognizing that I have the ability, the capability, and the divine essence within to shift anything at any moment. And this is really valuable to understand, because when we are blaming, and you know, I'm giggling, I think about so often, and this is just part of the journey. And for those of you that are seeking to be spiritual teachers or leaders in whatever aspect of your lives, bear in mind that when you step into a leadership position, those that are not in that position or believe that they should be will first and foremost project upon you if they themselves have not reached a certain level of awareness. And so,
yes.
You know, so over the past 15 years, I've had some really amazing letters sent my way. with a lot of projection and a lot of energy. And of course, every month we get tons of comments about how Sri and I are going to hell and, you know, all those other good things that come in from people that think we're insane. And that's fine. That's absolutely okay. Every being is allowed to express themselves. However, as a teacher, as one who is living this life, what I know and what I live is radical authenticity. And once you achieve that, you really own, forgive them, they know not what they do. That because they are not awake, they are not responsible. They are doing the best they can given their level of consciousness, and their level of consciousness sincerely believes I'm going to hell, guys. And that's okay, because there are plenty of others and many, many more that absolutely understand that this is the energy of expansion, awareness, oneness, of authenticity, of ascension, and of divine connection.
You know, one of the things that sometimes confuses people is the difference between authenticity and transparency. Congruence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a human being, you have your emotional complexion you have a predisposition to respond to events in a certain way or to feel certain things. And that's one level of experience. But at a deeper level, you have your essence of who you really are. And what we have come to know is that the essence of who you really are is wise, loving, and always compassionate and supportive. And that energy is always present to work through all those things you've learned in your life, all those skills you've acquired, and all the lessons of life that has given you, combined with the essential energy of your guidance and your love, produce an authentic wave of energy into our world that can only support good, meaning expansion. We are souls having a human experience. You know, you are energy having a human experience. And more or less, you have to choose, how far am I going to align? Am I going to align with density, or am I going to align with my essential authenticity?
Well, and this is September. You know, September is the rise of this incredibly empowered feminine energy. And this empowered feminine energy, we've said this in our video, we've put it in our articles, you'll be seeing more of us chatting about this. This has nothing to do with your gender identity. This empowered feminine energy is about calling balance into the planet. And you gotta love that we have the equinox coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I always seem to mess that up.
No,
I'm always
right.
Getting yelled at for saying it wrong, guys. So is that right? Equinox, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we have the equinox, guys. And here's the gift about this power. This is a moment of harmony. This is a moment of balance. This is a moment of the harvest, right? The bounty. And so September is about bounty, and it's about saying yes to the harvest, and it's about the empowered feminine coming in. And think about that. The feminine is the energy that carries something to term. If we're planting a seed, then the feminine will birth it. And so how beautiful that our planet has reached a moment this month where the empowered feminine, this benevolent queen, goddess, whatever word you want to put on it, we got yelled at about that too. And so whatever word you want to put on that, it's irrelevant. Let go of the words, guys. Whether or not it's empowered queen, empowered goddess, it's empowered feminine. And it is coming. It's already here, but it's being, it's rising tide right now.
It's emerging.
Remember, we're cresting up into that full moon, right? So this coming week is going to be very full with rich opportunity and culminations and births and projects. So give yourself the gift of saying yes, because if you bring radical authenticity to the energy of this month, then you will anchor that energy into your life, giving you the opportunity to soar not only through the rest of this year's guys, this right now, this energy of September is going to carry us through the end of 2019. Now take that in. This is a long haul journey. And even that's not that long. I mean, we're talking about what, a year and a couple months.
Yes.
But this is that birthing energy. And so this is the month to pay attention to what, where do you want to be between now and the end of 2019? What would you want to do? Who would you want to be with? How would you like that to look? This is the month to get really serious about all of that. through radical authenticity. Now, radical authenticity is also the energy that brings the balanced optimist. Radical authenticity is not negative. And this is extremely important to pay attention to, because some people think radical authenticity is permission to be nasty or permission to be cruel. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Yes.
Radical authenticity is a positive, optimistic sharing of your divine presence without excuses. It's the opportunity to just be you, to be your full, beautiful self. And, you know, Sri and I have had this conversation with so many people so many times, and we always have a good laugh, that it's when you finally pop to the other side that you realize it's easier to be there, and you kind of giggle at what took you so long to do it.
Well, yeah, and this deserves to be unwound a little bit. I touched on this earlier, the difference between congruence and authenticity. To be congruent means if you're feeling angry, to own your anger.
Right.
If you're feeling sad, to own your sadness. That's emotional congruence.
And not to bury it.
Not to bury it. However, that you might be congruent with one of your wounds. You might be being congruent with your egoic point of view, not your deeper, authentic point of view. And this is where the fun begins, because we must first learn how to have a healthy ego, so to speak. We must learn how to be honest with what we believe is true and what we're feeling. And then from there, we have a foundation to awaken and let in more light, to become ever deeper in our wisdom and our divine connection.
And, you know, I want to talk about this, because radical authenticity is also allowing ourselves to see our addiction to our drama, our addiction to our depression, our addiction to not feeling good. You know, oftentimes we'll feel wonderful for a while. Then all of a sudden we're drowning, and we can barely handle it again. And we don't understand it. And we feel like we're just, that there's something wrong with us. There isn't anything wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. What there is are these rich experiences of density that are calling you out. You know, the good thing about density is that it's nakedly honest in the fact that density allows or provides for allness. Now, what is allness? Allness means that everything without limit. That's almost incomprehensible to the mind, by the way.
Yes.
It means that everything without limit has the right to be and to be experienced in the world of density. Now, if we take our judgments and whatever our sense of moralities are, and we take all that out of it, and you just look at it, imagine it's just a scientific petri dish, right? So if you're looking at the scientific petri dish of all this, and you take all the judgments, all the other energies out of it, you begin to see the broader view. You begin to recognize that regardless of whether or not, and we're going to just put that to the side right now, whether or not you agree, whether or not it's right or wrong, we're taking all those abstracts out of it. Everything has the right to exist, because we are in a world of allness. Now, why is that such an powerful thing to know? Because once you can accept that, it can empower you to begin to reunify into oneness. And that's why radical authenticity is so important.
And this is a very powerful metaphysical truth, that creation is infinitely supportive. Creation is infinitely allowing. Everything may exist. And that's the allness. And as we awaken, as we lift vibrationally out of the subjective point of view that just says me versus you, us versus them, and we begin to look deeper and lift into the context is love.
Yeah.
And that's the, is that the threshold. When we begin to really anchor our consciousness in the recognition of the unity, the oneness, the love, the nourishment, we then are dancing with the paradox of, wow, look at all this allness. yet there's a unity here. And that realization is something that one can spend a lot of time exploring and being with.
And here's what's so beautiful is, if you are there, if you are with that realization, it means that you have reached the awareness level and you have actually entered the experience level. Mm. And when we can go from awareness to experience with consciousness, then we move to the choice. And those are the choices that lift us up, keep us parallel, or soar us back down for a moment. However, if we are living in radical authenticity, we are living with the energy of forgiveness, the energy of forgive them, they know not what they do, forgive me, I know not what I do. And we're living with the recognition of our own divine presence. And these are gifts that are really being placed at the feet of everyone in September. So guys, are you ready to pick up your gift? And more importantly, are you ready to open it? And then are you ready to use it, right? That's the blessing. Now, you know, Sheree, I want to jump for a minute. We've had so many emails, and beloved angels, we have just been flooded with emails. Remember, you can send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com, or you can also send us an email to love@soulmirrorradio.com.
And we do read these emails.
Absolutely.
And we send an energetic response back, and sometimes we share them on air.
Well, and I've got a couple, Sheree, that I want to mention right now because they really tie in. This one I'm really giggling about, because we do get a lot of emails from a lot of you beloved community members of this great radio community, talking about how when we do on-air soul readings, that oftentimes if you couldn't get through on the lines, or if you didn't get through on the show, your question got answered. You know, because indeed, we really, what we have learned over the past, I mean, Sheree and I have been continuously on the air for over 13 years. How about that, Sheree?
Hey.
Continuously on the air for over 13 years. We have helped thousands of people. We have been honored to meet thousands of people, whether it's when we were on worldwide tour a few years ago or through the radio. But this email I just thought was lovely, and I want to read it because I think probably others have had this experience from last week's show. So here's the email.
So it starts off, "Hello, Sheree and Kira. A random cool thing about this week's radio show."
Now, this was last Sunday, guys.
"Toward the end, you were doing a soul reading. I don't remember exactly what was said, but as soon as you were done, I saw an image in my head of a light green fire inside my chest. I'm kind of feeling it was there the next day. Not sure how to describe it. A tad uncomfortable, but I assume this fire is a good thing. And I'm wondering what this green fire may be or what it means. Much love, Marissa."
Well, Marissa, yay! I'm clapping my hands because you just described something that happens when we come together on this show. Whether we're live, whether we're in the archives, when we are all together, we are being placed into a sacred container of energy. And, you know, we have had so many emails, especially in the past month, a lot of emails from people saying, "I felt the energy of this show before I even heard the word." Some people saying that they went into a meditative trance during the entire show and they kind of wake up at the end and they're having all these experiences. That's what's happening for you and for all of you that may have had this kind of experience. What you're experiencing, Marissa, was an activation of your heart. And I also see that the reason you were experiencing this as a green fire is that it was purging away some things that have been there for a while that needed to purge. And so congratulations for allowing that. Sometimes the energy is a tad uncomfortable because it's helping us to release and it's helping us to restore. Whenever we feel energy that's uncomfortable, first bring your hand to your heart, take in a deep cleansing breath, and then the first thing you want to do is connect with that energy. And I always ask clearly, is this energy of the highest? And you will immediately get a yes or no. And if you're not sure if you immediately got a yes or no, then you take charge, right? You command the light. Thank you, beloved energy. If you are of the highest, you are welcome. And if you are not, you are not welcome. And you will be blown away. When you command the light, you are infinitely protected and you are always able to command away that which is not of the highest light.
And the interesting thing is that which is of the highest light is always loving, supporting, and will uplift you. Maybe you won't notice it short term because your attention is on the adaptation phase of your body and that thing.
Yeah. Now, you know, I want to talk about that too. Before, I know we have plenty of callers on hold. Hold on, guys.
We're gonna get to you.
We will get to you. But I want to share one more email. This email, I'm not going to read the email because it's very personal, but I do want to just give a shout out to Orca. And Orca, we have your email here from September 5th. I am staring at it. And here's what I want to share with you, my love. It is extremely important for you to own one of the lines from your email that said, I know my worth and my powerful potential. I know that I am surrounded by my helpers, that I have a purpose in life, and that I do make a change. And then you said, but I do not feel it. And then Orca explained a lot of things. Orca, this is because you are at a breakthrough moment. And for any of you that are at this moment where you know what I just shared from her email, but yet you're having a heck of a time holding on to it, this is because you're at a breakthrough moment. And there is a battle on this planet for the dominion of your brain and your energy field. And if you allow yourself to drop back into the depression and to start really paying attention to all of that, then what's going to happen is you're going to lose momentum on your awareness, but it's not the end. It's okay. The moment you wake up your eyes and say, wait a minute, I get that this is an illusion. I get that I'm at a breakthrough moment. You absolutely will break through. So if you are at that precipice moment, or you're finding those precipice moments are becoming ever more rapid, you know, rapid fire, they're happening, you know, I feel great. I feel crap. I feel great. I feel bad, right? That's because you're ready to break through. You're ready to anchor on the other side. And September is the month to do that. Remember, this is the rising Durga. Get on that lion, fly, because this is going to continue. You know, I can't stress enough, guys. This energy has not, this is going to peak in October. So right now is the time to remember exactly. And Orca, I'm just going to share your words again. I know my worth. I know my potential. I know I am surrounded by my helpers, that I have a purpose in life, and I do make a change. Yes, you do.
And it's important to recognize that we are filled with experiences in our life.
Oh, yeah, rich experiences.
And the key is to be able to be aware that we are experiencing, not just filled with the coloration of the experience. And as that awareness comes forward, then the recognition and the choice becomes so much more available.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've got a lot more to share about this and a lot of callers to say hi to.
Absolutely. So much more to go. How does it go this fast?
Well, it happens. We're going to take a little station break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste and welcome back. We are so delighted to be with you live in person.
Woo,
vital, and energetic.
Absolutely. And we are just radiating out radical authenticity and it feels amazing, Sri. I'm loving it. Hey, you know, speaking of September and the rising Durga, and remember, guys, this energy is not going to peak until October 9 to 18. But it's going to continue all the way through the end of 2019. This is our moment. This is a big moment where we have an opportunity to affect some serious positive change on the planet. How exciting is that?
Absolutely.
It's a really wonderful moment. However, I want to share. Go ahead, Sri.
No, I'm just saying, speaking of positive change, one of the things that Kira and I have been doing is starting to publish at the website our 2019 schedule.
Yeah.
And the opportunities to connect, to grow together, to gain in power and authenticity. Because when we line up with our authentic energy, we become more powerful. Filled.
Well, I love that. And you know what's so funny is oftentimes, you know, we'll say, yes, I'm going to do that, or yes, I'm going to be there. Then we get scared. Then we second guess ourselves. That's part of recycling energy. So anyway, I just want to share that I am beyond excited. Go to SriAndKira.com. Go to the events page. One way you can get there is right on the homepage. You'll see, learn more about the December event. You can click there. But we have got not only the extraordinary New Year's event, guys, this New Year event, I mean, imagine integrating the blessings of the universe, the healing powers of the angels, with the compassion of the Buddha as you actively activate your divine presence through authentic crystalline mysticism. I mean, I am so blown away at what's going to happen at New Year's. Plus, as you guys already know, hopefully, the Ascended Masters have asked us to do a live ensoulment. It is the first live ensoulment we are doing in over 2 years. We are going to be doing a video live broadcast on New Year's Eve. So you want to pay attention for all the details on that. But as you go through our 2019 schedule, there is the New Year's event, which with all our heart, get here. And if that timing doesn't work for you, March equinox. This mm-hmm. is a very powerful moment, and we are going to be offering the bliss of timelessness, the divine illuminations. Now, this is an intimate journey. This journey is limited to 12 people, and you actually live here with Sri and I on site at Tosa Blue Mountain for 5 full days, really integrating these profound energies. It is a very intensely beautiful, sacred, energetic moment. So check that out. And last but not least, so excited, December 2019, we are going to Bhutan. Now, this journey is filling quickly, mostly because not only it's Bhutan, but it's an incredible price for everything we're able to do. This is not the standard Bhutan journey. We are very, very blessed that we are going with some incredibly dear friends of ours that also got us into some very sacred, unusual sites in Myanmar and Cambodia and Thailand a few years ago. Learn about the Bhutan journey. We are almost at capacity. And again, plenty of time to make it work in your schedule. That is 2019. So go to SriAndKira.com, click on the events and start looking. We have more coming, guys.
There's a lot out there already. Wonderful teleclasses coming also in 2019.
Yeah. And just to give you a little preview, Sri is going to be doing a base of medical intuitive again. We've had so many people writing in going, Sri, what are you going to do that?
That's truly a mystical journey of understanding the energies that support physical expression. And I'm talking about happiness as well as disease.
All of it. It's really quite, it takes radical, but it takes medical intuition to a whole different level of ascended awareness. And I'm also, speaking of ascended awareness, yeah. I have spent 15 years preparing to teach the Bhagavad Gita from the self-ascended presence. And that's going to be happening in 2019 as well. All those teleclasses. So we're really excited.
And the bottom line here is that when we begin to awaken out of the hypnosis, we need support. We need to align our consciousness with perennial truths, with practices that cleanse our energy field and lift us and empower our light body and our divine wisdom.
Yeah.
And it's important to continue to choose, because I'll tell you what, every time I go and take a peek at what's going on online, there's so much garbage.
That's why we don't peek.
and yet some of it is kind of packaged mm-hmm. in a compelling mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm. You know, I say, oh, this looks interesting. And then you realize, no, it's not.
Exactly. And so, beloved angels, if you have not yet gone to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, watch the September Ascension Predictions. Please share. Help us. We are not that social media savvy. We need your help. Help us get the word out, because this is a radical authenticity moment. And the more of us that can embrace that gift, the more of us that can hold that energy, the greater the opportunity. And this month, right now, we can honestly impact positive shift. We can shift the timeline. And this is also part of why that Bhutan journey is happening when it is. We were very clearly told that this would help soften the timeline, that it would kind of add a little breathing room, a little space to the shift that's happening on the planet. So a lot of beautiful things happening, including all these amazing beings that have been holding and waiting for us.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we are going to start saying hello to some folks, and we're going to begin right at line one, and we'll say hi to Monica from California.
Namaste, Angel. Welcome.
Namaste. How are you, beloved?
We're fine. How are you?
Always so grateful and joyful to be with you. And I have a humble question to ask you. There are these beautiful beings that have come to my consciousness. They're two beautiful morning doves. Amore and Neo, can you tell me about something?
Well, you know, so much, you know, I'm sitting here and I really have tears in my eyes for you because they have come to remind you that you are free. You are free to fly and that the energy of sacred union is all around you. And all you need do is gaze at their beauty to understand the greater beauty within. They have come around you as a reminder. They have come around you as a encourager, I guess is the word that they're offering me to give to you, and as an opportunity to connect. They're saying that there are messages that are yours to write. And so as you have these connections, I would encourage you to sit with a pen and a paper or a journal and start writing what you're noticing and what you're experiencing, because this is a moment of transition, and you've got to love that this is happening in this extraordinary month. So congratulations. This is a moment of celebration. I am really honored to share this with you.
Thank you, beloved Kira. I appreciate that with all my heart, and I will.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I love you, honey. Thank you. Come see us.
Oh, amen and hallelujah.
You got it, Angel. Many blessings. Many blessings. Namaste.
You know, I just want to comment that the energy of the dove.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a pair.
A pair.
That was just too beautiful.
That it's kind of a universal symbol because of the sweetness that carries.
The peace, the freedom.
Uh-huh. And to just relax and remember that we are all floating.
We are all flying, baby.
Yeah, we are all flying.
And you know, this is, again, I can't stress enough, this is very much about this September energy, riding Durga, you know, and this is why hopefully you're on our newsletter list. And if you're not, get on it, you know, just Shri and Kira Radio right there, get the newsletter, or shriandkira.com, click on it, get the newsletter, because this is a moment whereby this freedom energy, if you claim that lion energy from August, and again, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go to our YouTube channel, watch the August video as well. And I would even say go back and watch June and July. You know, in an hour, you could probably watch all four, June, July, August, and September. And it's going to give you a really strong foundation to carry you through this moment. And yeah. So it's a power-filled moment. And again, guys, I can't stress enough, radical authenticity.
Yes, indeed. Tell you what, we're going to go to line two, and we're going to say hi to Magdalena from Portugal.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste, beloved Shri and Kira. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've listened to all your programs, and I think I am in a battle with peace sometimes, and other times many things to do, and it has been difficult sometimes. I would like, if possible, a mini soul reading.
Oh, Angel, it is more than possible. It is my honor. And as I offer this to you, if it's possible, I'm putting my hands in namaste position, and I would invite you to do the same. And if you can't, just close your eyes and feel your heart and feel your hands in the namaste position. For it is the beautiful Maria that is around you right now, and her sacred heart, she's pulled open her sacred heart, and I'm seeing rays of crystalline light showering towards you. And I'm like ready to just cry and cry and cry. And she's saying, my beloved one, I have never left you, and I am here with you. Bring me your hurt, bring me your pain, bring me your doubt, bring me your sorrow.
Bring me your worry. Bring me your concerns, and I will lift you up into the blue ocean of divine consciousness where you will once again remember the truth of who you are. And she's putting this beautiful, it's like a mantilla on your head, and it's a beautiful soft lace. And she's saying, may you never forget who you are. And my entire crown chakra, my whole body right now is covered in energy. I'm just crying and crying tears of love. It's amazing, my angel. So may you know that if at any moment you have doubt, call out, scream out, Maria, and she will be there and your energy will clear. I love you. Thank you for bringing her to our show today. I bow before your mastery, my angel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my angel. Many, many blessings. Namaste. Whew, you feel that?
No, I'm covered.
How many of you listening right now, your whole crown chakra? I mean, my crown chakra is just huge.
Well, and if this is a wonderful realization, is we connect with the energy, we are reminded that everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of the energy is really the discernment to take home.
Yeah.
Everything is energy, yet energy has been conditioned by consciousness. It's
yes.
been conditioned and
yes.
shaped and formed. And so a rock may be vibrating, but it has a much different expression than the aroma of a rose.
Well, and sometimes the aroma of a rock, if you hold it and experience yeah. it can become quite profound, you know,
when
or
we
it,
look
it
past
calls to you.
That,
yeah.
We look past that form. And so this is such a sweet reminder to relax and be with the divine energy that is present to nourish our consciousness.
Well, that's a radically authentic thing to do. And I think it's a wonderful gift. Now, it looks like we have several Sarahs holding. We're going to begin with Sarah from Iowa on line 3.
Hello, dear.
Hello.
Namaste.
Hello,
Kira. Hi, Angel.
Hi. I'm so thrilled it was spontaneous to call in today. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I just want to let you guys know that your teachings have been a blessing for me. Somehow I came across you guys at the beginning of the year with the whole Anatta, Bhakti, and Shanti, and it has helped me transform. I was going through some life changes over the last 4 years, and I knew they were all blessings as they were happening. And about 2 years ago, I knew that there were changes that were starting to come about, and I didn't know how they were going to be. I wasn't really eager for them, but then again, they also felt like the right things at the right time, even though I didn't know what to think of them. And it really had me at a low place at the beginning of the year when you guys came into my world. Mm-hmm. And you guys have allowed me to learn and grow, and I've never really felt like I've known what my purpose is or what my true gifts were. And I feel like I'm still learning that, but I also have a new sense of waking up every day and feeling super excited just to see how much greater I can get to know myself and create the life around me. And your teachings have really, really meant a lot in helping me to be inspired and to go that route. And I got a soul reading at the beginning of the year, and I was wondering if I could get another soul reading just because I feel like I have entered into a new place, and I'm just at that place where it's starting. I feel like it's starting to unfold, and I wonder if you could give me a reading, please.
Well, I'm honored. And I just want to first say, my angel, I'm clapping.
Yeah, way to go.
We're both just so proud of you because, you know, it's one thing. This is very much like September, right? It's one thing to have a gift put in front of you. It's another to actually unwrap it and use it. And you're doing that. And that's really the first thing I want to share with you today is that there is a lot of affirmation energy around you right now. The other thing I'm kind of giggling is we had just earlier in the show talked about this birthing energy and this harvest energy. And that is exactly what is going on in you right now. You are at a moment of birthing, and that's why you're feeling this way. I'm seeing that there's going to be a forward momentum for you that's going to start really,
I was going to use the word resonating, but they said, no, say manifesting. So I'm going to say manifesting, but I also wanted to give resonating because this other guide wanted me to say it. So maybe there's this resonant manifestation, but that energy right around next week, they're telling me the 20th. So right around next week, right around the 20th, that's going to start expanding for you and it's going to grow and blossom. They're showing me a lotus. They're showing me a beautiful lotus and it's up out of the ground. It's in full bud and it's ready to just burst open. And that's what's going to start happening by next week. So they're saying that it's important for you to kind of like hold on and get ready. It's like everything that's brought you to this point, because you are doing the work, because you are really following through, the universe is getting ready to kind of amp you to the next level. So I'm sure that's why you got through today, because it's right now, Angel, you're in the midst of it, but it's really going to call, it's going to start really amping up by next week. So congratulations, keep going. And thank you for bringing that energy into the show. We're very, very grateful. We love you, Angel. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you so much for what you do. And please, please keep doing what you're doing because it does make a difference and people do hear you. Thank you. Well,
thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Much love.
Namaste. Well, you know, I feel like we should stay in the Sarah flow because we have another Sarah, a first time caller. And this is Sarah from Toronto online too. Namaste, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's so lovely to speak with you both. And I just wanted to say that you really do complement each other so beautifully. And I was just wondering if I could perhaps have a mini soul reading.
Well, we would be honored. And thank you, my love. You know, first thing I want to share with you is the minute you started speaking, I saw these rainbows, but they're telling me to use the word cosmic rainbows. And they were like full circle rainbows, you know, like if you've ever seen those gorgeous full circle rainbows and they're all around your head like halos. And then they're starting to spin. And as they're spinning, each one is taking shape as a, the word they're giving me is desire, wish, knowing. It's like inside of you right now. And they're specifically showing me three different things. There are these, I don't want to use the word decisions. It's more like they're choices, but you have these three very clear choices that are in front of you. And they're saying that bring it all together into one beautiful package, see it for what it is, pay attention to how you feel, and then step through and move forward. And that's what they want you to hear. So powerful creation and manifestation moment. You're also resonating. This is very fascinating. You're resonating with the number zero. Now, when we resonate with the number zero, that's all numbers into one. Zero is the creation portal. It's the portal of oneness. And so this is a powerful moment for you. Next 4 months, by the way, September, October, November, December, very momentous and very, it's like the turning of a cycle in your life. So thank you for calling in right now. No surprise you got through today and just feel our heart wrapped around you.
Thank you. I do. That's so beautiful. It's literally brought tears to my eyes immediately as you started speaking, because I am in a position where I'm intentionally working with manifesting and the moon energy, as well as a number of other things, a long time coming. So thank you so much for sharing that with me. I really appreciate it, and both of you. Thank you.
Thank you for receiving, my angel. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you know, radical authenticity, right? Radical authenticity. Beloved angels, this is the moment where you've got to look in the mirror of your divine presence. Can you bring your beautiful eyes into a mirror and gaze? Go into a mirror, gaze into your soul, right? The eyes are the mirror of the soul.
Yes.
Give yourself that gift. Even if it's a teeny tiny, you know, at our event in July, when we had all these beautiful people here for the quantum clairvoyance we did in July, we actually gave everybody little mirrors. And it really was a powerful gift.
You know, and this is a time honored technique that, to gaze into a mirror and gaze into your own eyes. Open your heart and say, I love you.
Oh, yes, I love you, I love you, I love you. And that's as radically authentic as you can get, is to gaze into your eyes, become one with your soul, say, I love you. angels, get to our website, shreeandkira.com. Check out everything that's happening between now and 2019. Get down here. Come join us or join us in Bhutan. And give yourself the gift of doing the forgiveness packet. If you have not already done it, do it. Still there on the homepage, right next to the video for the September predictions. And for all of you holding on the phone, we are so sorry we did not get to you. Call early next week. We promise we'll remember your names and try to take you first.
So, beloveds, as we breathe deeply and bring a hand to your heart, this is your connection to your authentic energy. Hand to heart is like a homing beacon.
Woo-hoo!
To take you home, to reboot your orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And as you hold your hand on your heart and breathe deeply, may a smile come to your face and may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.